Good morning and welcome to Making a Change for Good. Good morning, Sherry.
Good morning, Ashwini.
Our assignment from yesterday. Do your daily practice. Cultivate an attitude that encourages and supports the practitioner. Throughout the day, each time you hear a negative message, turn attention to encouragement. Pick up the recorder to offer an encouraging message to the practitioner. Right. Here's our first caller. You are now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself?
Hello, Laura.
Hello, Laura. How have you been encouraging to the practitioner?
Well, as I was listening to the assignment being read, I was thinking back to yesterday, and it just felt like having that focus just made such a difference. I would notice some kind of negative something going on. And I wasn't doing it just, around the content, but having
which is
that
very
assignment
good.
Like,
right. Which is very good. Yes. You weren't just limiting it. You were just going to generally encourage the practitioner every time you were aware of negativity. That this is very good, isn't it?
Yeah, and let's see. I'm trying to think. Still there?
Yeah.
Oh, sorry. and I think, because then it was like, okay, I've got to think, encouraging. And it's like we talk about, having somebody there who's encouraging you, it just makes all the difference,
that having that
walk through the day with you rather than, okay, here's what, that's wrong and that's wrong and that's wrong. And
Yeah, and it doesn't have to be, the voices would say, well, that you don't really, that's they're going to try to be negative about your encouragement, right? How often you did it, or how well you did it, or what you said, or what it felt like, or what it meant, and all of that is just another one of those drag you down into an alley and start beating on you, right? So it's that somebody. And this is in quotes because, of course, we know this is not true. But there's somebody who wants to be with you, encouraging you all day. There.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I've noticed it because I recorded it. I had kind of a difficult day, some content going on and. People being laid off at work and that kind of stuff. And at the end of the day, I was recording and one of the messages was, I love spending every day with you, even the hard days, even the, And I feel like that's come up a lot for me in 2 minute recordings. And I think it's what you're pointing at, just having somebody or somebody who,
it's the whole deal because it's unconditional, right? Every hard day, or every day, but especially hard days, conditioning wants to jump in there with everything wrong that it can come up with, right? And so that it just makes it, again, drags us into a duality, a conditioned duality, and it emphasizes the illusion that you would live in a positive world, or you would not live in that kind of negativity if you were just different. But you're not, right? There's something wrong with you, and that's why you're having the life experience you're having. So to have the acceptance, the love, the care, the appreciation of you be unconditional. It doesn't matter. I don't care. I don't care what happens. I don't care what you do. I don't care what you say. could be great, could be unfortunate. I don't care. Mm-hmm. I'm just happy to be with you.
Yeah, and it felt like it was so helpful to, because yesterday, you know, I was, you know, like, I have coworkers who are leaving and just emotions about that. And I've seen this before around kind of, you know, grief or, you know, where it's like conditioning telling me I shouldn't be feeling that way, or I'm expressing it the wrong way, or I'm da-da-da. And, you know, and so just having that thing of like, it doesn't matter. All I'm doing is encouraging her right now. Like,
that's right.
Let's just,
I'm just on her side. And, you know, I would bet that the people around you get that in that by osmosis way we sense one another.
Hmm.
You're sad that somebody is leaving. You're grieving about that. You're going to miss them. You wish it were different. All of those kinds of kind and loving emotions are being transmitted. It doesn't depend on you saying the exact right thing at the exact right time.
Hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's helpful.
Yeah. All right. Well, today is another day. You get to spend
with
her.
Yes, I do.
Yeah, and be encouraging and all of those other good things, appreciative and pointing out those little ways that she's a very special human being. Yeah. A good day.
All right. Thank
okay.
you.
Thank you,
Laura. Everyone.
All right. Bye-bye.
Thanks, Laura. Sure, you know what I was looking at in that conversation is how conditioned we are to not know what is encouragement.
Yes.
You know,
yeah.
and so we look at conditioning assessment for the for whether or not encouragement is defined and feeling the proper way in order to determine whether or not it's encouraging. And that's such a fiendish way in which almost everything in life that is life, love, excitement, delight, they're all defined in conditioning and assessed by conditioning and look to conditioning to determine if we're feeling that.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's just so interesting that even with an encouraging conversation, there's a negation that is not encouraging.
Enough.
Enough. That's the fiendish word. Yes, it doesn't feel it. That's not encouraging. Saying it's okay, you're feeling the way you're feeling is not encouragement.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It only counts if you're feeling the way you should be feeling. Then, so it's always out there in the future somewhere, and it's always conditional.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and outcome-oriented.
Yes.
Yeah.
Down the road, you're going to reap the benefits of all of this correction that I'm giving you.
Mm. All right. Here's our next caller. You're now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself?
Good morning. This is Ellie in San Diego.
Good morning, Ellie. How have you been encouraging to the practitioner?
Well, so I have been staying in contact with practice. I have not been following things as closely as I would like.
Mm-hmm.
My focus has been on a compassionate schedule.
Mm-hmm.
I've actually written a schedule for myself for like the first time in my life consistently. Yeah.
Aha.
Yeah, and I haven't, you know, not been doing all the exercises the way I would like. Like I said,
you're using language there, and I want to make sure that it's really true. Because there's such a difference. You would like for Ellie, for the love of Ellie, to do everything perfectly for her. Right? That's a sincere desire from your heart, right?
Yeah.
And then there's what conditioning does with that, which is make the fact that you care deeply and wish for her a wonderful life in which she gets to really know and experience who she is authentically. Conditioning uses that to create a standard. So when you say, as much as I would like, I really want you, my wish and hope for you, is that you'll realize you're actually saying that from your heart, and not to let conditioning taint that with an implication of should, or it would be better, or, you with me?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I was actually thinking about that, because there is that sincere desire, and it does get taken over by conditioning. One of the really cool things that's been happening is that I've been able to kind of see that takeover and not go with it some of the time.
Yes. Well, again, conditioning wants to bring in that contest element to it. We could just celebrate the fact that that's happening.
Yeah.
We could make that our whole world. Right? What is true? This is what is true. That other stuff, it's irrelevant. It doesn't mean anything. That's not what we're growing. We're not growing the times that we don't.
Yeah. Right?
We're growing the times that we do.
I have plenty of times that have not happened and don't need to continue to focus on those.
That's right. That's exactly right. Because because of what I just said, you know, what we focus on is what grows. That's how conditioning has had us for most of our lives, because it's had all of our attention on its negativity, on its negation. And so now what we're focusing on is what is so, what is true. And what is so is that you are devoted to practice. You're devoted to waking up and saving a wonderful human being, and that's where your attention is increasingly focused, and that's all that matters.
Yeah, and I'm seeing, it works. I really, as I just keep on taking those small steps.
Yeah.
And not,
yes.
Yeah. So,
yes.
Thank you.
Yeah. You are so welcome. Thank you. Go happy.
Keep that with everybody. Go happy.
All right. You got to show Ellie.
Thanks, Ellie. You know, Sherry, this set of exercises in the last section of the retreat is really that training to counter the conversation about any specific topic that it tortures us over. Because what you said is exactly true. What conditioning has us focused on is what is not, and giving attention to that causes what is not to grow. So encouragement is really a way of supporting the growth of what is so, by focusing the attention on what's happening rather than what's not happening, right?
Yes.
And
yes.
If we get that, then that's what this exercise is training us to, in that skill.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Focus on what is so.
So what I saw, what dropped in when you were saying that is, so I've decided not to eat sugar. And yesterday, I did not eat sugar for 23 hours and 57 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
And for 3 minutes, I ate sugar. And that's all conditioning wants to talk about.
Yes.
But that's not what I want to talk about.
That's right. That's what that's not what encouragement talks about.
That's
my
right.
God, wonderful. It's 23 hours and whatever minutes you didn't eat sugar.
Yes.
Good job.
Yeah.
Right?
Good job.
Let's focus on that.
Yes. Yeah. All right.
Okay, here's our next caller. You are now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself?
This is Carol from Port Townsend. A little startled at getting on the air. Let's see. So the thing that I've been, my commitment for the week has been, content is stretching. So I'm going to
stretching stretching. Okay, good.
Stretching like my muscles.
Stressing. Yeah, I thought you said stressing. Mm-hmm. I was going to say, Carol, don't do that. Please don't. Yeah, okay.
No,
stretching. That's
stretching my muscles. So, and to do that without consulting any books, and to do it with joy. And I dropped in the other day, and I made a little note that I posted that says, I enjoy what I do. And and it's totally true. I enjoy what I do. And when I don't, it's just conditioning, you know, is messing with it. So,
yes. So this is really, really a perfect image for all of us. So you're focusing on stretching in the body stretching. And what you've noticed is the head is actually not required for that. You don't need opinions or ideas or criticism or assessments in order. The body knows how it wants to move, how it wants to stretch, right? And so doing something like that, you really get to see the difference. And it sounds like you are being encouraging of the person who is making that choice.
Right. And the other thing that I don't have this is I have a compassionate schedule for morning and meditating and having time and listening to the radio program, but I haven't put the stretching into that framework. But what I'm doing is when my body feels a certain way, it's like, oh, it feels so wonderful to my body to stretch. So that then I do it, and you know, not in the prescribed way. So one of the things that ego gets me caught up in is, well, there's the right way to do things, you know, and I want to know what the right way is. So I have 4 books, you know, on stretching.
Yeah,
and I'm gonna read the books.
Ego wants to know. Ego wants information about the right way, so that it knows how to criticize you for doing it the wrong way.
Right, and I can't know the right way, and then I don't trust the experts, and then the other half is I can't trust myself, and so then I never do the thing.
Yeah, well, you're seeing through that, right?
Yes, I am.
That's the benefit. And again, to make some recordings that actively encourage the part of you who is doing this process, right? You don't want experts to tell you the right way. To have that information run through conditioned mind to be used against you. You want to have your own experience. You want to let your body lead you by letting you know what it wants and needs. The practitioner who is engaged in that process is the one you want, I project, would want to have directing your life.
Yes, yes, yeah, yeah.
So definitely developing that relationship with her. And Carol, just a little word to the wise, okay? If you keep a calendar, go out about 3 weeks or so and write something on your calendar that reminds you to check in on this process. Because one of the ways that ego sets us up is to not make something formal. So you haven't put a stretching time in your meditation, recording, listening, all of those kinds of things. That makes it very easy for ego to cause you to forget to do it.
It seems
like, well, how could I forget that? It's my body. How could I forget to stretch it? And I'll raise my hand and say, actually, it's kind of easy to do because that's what ego specializes in.
So I heard what you say about 3 weeks, and my other question about this is how to, I guess the idea of putting it into the schedule, my experience is that's a good idea, but then Eagle saying that'll take the joy out of it. So
Right. Well, that's all the information we need, right there. So here is what I would do under those circumstances, and if it appeals to you, you can check it out and let us know. I would put it in a formal period, okay?
Yeah.
And then I would still let body lead the way. You know, okay, body, what? How do you want to do this? But it happens like meditation and recording and listening, so it's on the schedule. It's something that, like brushing your teeth, it's something you do every day. Then you can do it at any point later in the day. It's mm-hmm. not like it's either or. It's not like the body would be unhappy if you let it stretch twice in one day.
Yeah, so you're suggesting to put it on the schedule. And yeah, and that's the thing. If ego's directing it, it's not joyful. But if I'm listening
that's
to my
right.
body, that's part of a schedule that I know that's taking care of myself, then it's sweet and it's joyful. So
that's it.
That's what I
that's it. You got it.
Okay.
Yeah. And again, the importance of encouraging that person who is doing this and seeing this, because it's that kind of trust in clarity. It's not that we're trusting ourselves. Okay? We are trusting, we are learning to recognize and trust the guidance that we're receiving from the intelligence that is us.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
All right. Very exciting.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you, Carol. Go ahead. Okay,
thanks, Carol. And that really is it, right, Cherry? Because by default, we are negated and discouraged.
Yes. Yes.
And so putting anything onto the schedule is turning it over by default to that conditioned place, which takes the joy out of it. It becomes something
yes.
I should do. But if
yes.
I'm training the muscle of encouragement, then anything can be done in that encouraging, in an atmosphere of encouragement, which is joyful, rather than an atmosphere of discouraging, which is not.
Yes.
So,
yeah,
that's what we're training in, right?
Yes, that's
and
the awareness that we're growing.
And I think that insight that whenever ego does anything, it's not joyful because it's done from the head. It's not from the body.
Mm-hmm.
That's really what we're capitalizing on and making sure we make the movement into the place from which it feels joyful. The
mm-hmm.
thing is not joyful. Conditioning's not
right.
joyful.
Right. Right. I think that there's a music article coming out soon on this very, or a very similar subject.
I hope so.
Yeah.
yeah. All right. Here's our next caller. You are now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself? Okay. Well,
are you there?
Hello? I'm going to try the next one, Shay. Here we go.
Okay.
Next caller, you are now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself?
Hi, Sherry. It's Ramita.
Hello, Ramita.
Hello. Hi, Ashwini. What I've been working with is the phrase that goes through my head that confounds so much is, I know. And that was... I've been practicing with I don't know, dropping I know into I don't know, and it
mm-hmm.
set up this back and forth sort of argument. Yes, you do, blah, blah, blah. And then I realized what knows is authenticity.
Yes. yeah, and it's a big clue, right, when you're hearing a voice in your head go, yes, you do, yes, you know. Like, whoa, wait a minute. Who would that be?
Well, there. Yeah, there is, but and there's a sense that there is a part of me that knows. For example, you know, I've been working with 10,000 steps, and, you know, I know how much exercise is good, and I know the kind of person I'm supposed to become as a result of this. All of this conversation there, that karmic
mm-hmm.
urge, and to drop into, there is a deeper knowing, and it's not from the mind. And I've always wondered, you know, what is it that knows? There's something that knows, and it's just
mm-hmm.
not me. So I had to get past that. And
yes.
I've been practicing with
the other thing about that, Ramita, is there's no knowing beyond this moment. So we really
yes.
do need a different word for what you're closing in on. There is clarity. There is, clarity is the best word I can come up with. There is clarity in the moment, but it's very different from the knowing that happens in conditioned mind.
Yes,
yes, yes, 1,000 times. The knowing that comes from conditioned mind, the I know, it's I'm putting this experience in a box and it's going to have this outcome and I have to do X, Y, Z in order to get there, where, you know, knowing, authentic knowing is dropping all of that to be right here and see what life is offering me, see what life is, what I'm experiencing, what the experience is.
Yes, and maybe substitute that word knowing for clarity, because 10,000 steps, that 10,000 steps is a wonderful thing, although I did just recently read, if you get 10,000 steps window shopping in a mall, that's not exactly what people are talking about, okay? But 10,000 steps, that's a really great thing. But your ankle is injured. So, so in this moment, you have clarity that 10,000 steps is not good for you right now. That's not. So what can you do? Well, time to check out those Pilates roll-ups. Anyway.
Yes.
You see what I mean?
Yes.
Yeah.
I do. I see. And there was a piece of the process where I came to that clarity was recognizing that, I'm losing it. Well, that there is a knowing how to get here. You know, I thinks it knows how to get present, how to, what present experience is. And that's another bamboozle to get into the body, tune into the sensations, and achieve that sense of clarity of presence. That's where knowing happens. That's where the clarity is. This is where it is.
Yes. Yes, and because you're looking at a very subtle point and place, even so I do all of that, and there's a sense of being present. But if I know I'm present, the one thing I can know is I'm not.
Right. No, I needed.
Exactly. So, yeah. And that's really subtle, and it's a tremendous spiritual bamboozle. And we can look around at the history of spirituality and have a sense of when we and others have fallen for that. I remember the guy who was convinced that because he was enlightened, he could not pass on the HIV virus that he had. Many students paid a big price for that.
Mm.
Yeah?
Yeah?
So that kind of knowing that I'm present, that I'm centered, that this is, that is one that we need to have the same level of suspicion about that we have about everything, every other clarity that we're told we have.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Very fruitful practice. Thank you so much.
Oh, thank you. Fruitful and exciting.
Really, really fun to be here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. All right. Thanks, Ramita.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Thanks, Ramita and Sherry. That brings us to the end of another great show and our assignment for today. Do your daily practice. Come up with a special way to express appreciation for the practitioner. Remember, appreciation is not related to performance. We're practicing unconditional love and acceptance.
Mm-hmm. Mm. All right. Mm-hmm. Well, thank you, Ashwini.
All right.
And
thank
you,
Sherry.
Everybody. All right.
Take care.
Good Lord willing. Talk to you tomorrow. Okay. Bye-bye.